We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Pleased to be joined here this hour by Kansas State University President Richard Myers. We've had quite a variety of topics we've discussed here, from enrollment to the North Campus corridor and the cost of attending school. But one thing we haven't gotten into yet is facilities, and we're seeing a lot of progress going on, especially by the athletics facilities. And I know there's a lot more still to come.
Well, there is, and I'd say everything you see going up right now has been done through philanthropy. So from donors so athletics is all funded through philanthropy. I think we just finished the soccer stadium, Bucer Park. The baseball stadium is getting really close to being complete, and that's going to be a much better facility for our players, our coaches, and our fans. I'm really anxious to see the new scoreboard. The other one looked like it might have come off some high school field somewhere, but this one is going to be good. And I presume we'll be able to see replays and the kind of things that will draw fans to the park and bring their families out. And I think we're going to have a great baseball team this year. I think we'll see quite an improvement. Pretty soon they'll start the South End Zone project, which will be the last major project in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It'll connect the stadium with some event space with Bramlage and improve some of the Bramlage event space. And then not too distant future, we'll probably see an indoor practice facility go up. The one we have is very old, and we're hoping to get one that's closer to the Vanier football complex so they can get there quicker and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, there's that. On campus, we have the Multicultural Center, which is coming out of the ground right next to the Student Union. Again, all done with philanthropy. This spring, we'll start a McCain renovation, which is primarily centered around making the patron experience there much better. McCain is an old facility. The lobby is crowded and constrained. That's all going to be improved to improve patron experience. There'll be some one new performance area. And hopefully that will be advantageous to our students as well. So, yes, and the new library, of course, keeps opening up. So by next fall, we hope that the majority of that library will be opened up. And it's going to be a state-of-the-art, high-tech, modern library. So we had the tragedy of the fire and had to suffer through that and disappoint students that couldn't use Hale last year and so forth. But this year, the first floor is open. Students, they own it now. They love it. It's so much different than the previous inside facility. So we're pretty excited about all that. But we do have concerns. And so of all the programs, engineering's got some new buildings. Architecture, planning, design has new facilities, the new business college. One of the things that has not improved for a long time is our College of Agriculture. And if there's one college that we've got to be really, really good at, it's agriculture. That's the college where we have to, because we mean so much to the state of Kansas with 40% of our gross domestic product being in agricultural sort of things. We do great work. We do most of the university's research comes out of the College of Agriculture right now, or at least over 50% of it. And their facilities are really antiquated. Some of them are just downright terrible. And so that's our next focus, and we're trying to put together now how do we renovate, build facilities that are attractive, that attract faculty, attract students. Everybody likes to work in a nice place. Mm-hmm. And we got some places that when you walk in aren't very nice. We also have some that are just prone to all kinds of issues with water pipes and so forth. I don't know how many. We have one place where we have a unique, one-of-a-kind program that draws international students, everybody else, and it seems to flood about every quarter. And when it floods, you got to stop everything you're doing. You got to clean it up. And, nobody likes to work in a place like that. So we have some work to do. And then on top of that, we have hundreds of millions of dollars of deferred maintenance that we keep putting off because the state doesn't give us the money to fix the things that need maintenance. So we kind of live hand to mouth in terms of keeping things up and running. We have a great facility staff and great planners that make it the best it can be on a very, very limited budget. We're not alone. KU's the same place. We're two of the oldest universities in the state, and because of that, we have some very old buildings, and they need TLC, and we can't give them all the TLC they need to be. So we take classrooms offline that aren't suitable anymore. We do renovate classrooms. The students play a part in that. They have a fee that helps with that, and they help make decisions on what classrooms get renovated first and so forth. So we're constantly trying to improve. But that is, Brandon, you hit on a huge issue for us. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned the age of the facilities, and you want to modernize as many of these as you can, but you also want to keep kind of the historic integrity of the buildings.
Well, we have to. You have to do that, and we'd like to do that. And then there are some buildings that probably need to go away. The one I mentioned with the water pipes and the flooding issue, that was only built in 1960, but it's the engineers have said this is not worth do anything with. We just ought to tear this down. And so we will do that eventually. But we have to figure that's part of the whole ag refresh of their infrastructure. We just can't afford to have the College of Agriculture have less than really great facilities, because that's so important to this state and to this region. Internationally, I mean, we have international reach, but through the College of Agriculture too. So we need to get on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people know the reputation of K-State is agriculture. And, you know, there's also, I know, a construction project that's going to be taking place starting in the spring here, if I remember, the Derby Dining Hall project.
Yeah, Derby's already started. And, okay. Yeah, it's the students love Derby Dining Hall. And one of the things the students insisted on says, yeah, you can renovate this, make it look nicer and all that, but to keep the table situation like it is today, they have long tables in Derby. Where students can come and go on this long table, and it just kind of is a kind of a movable sort of feast there for the students. They come, they go, they talk. It facilitates a lot of good conversation. They said, please don't get rid of that. Don't make it so modern that we can't gather here on these long tables and share meals. So they have kept that integrity. Yes, the Derb needed a facelift, a big time, and safety upgrades and so forth. That's all going on. There'll be a couple of phases. This is the first phase, and then there'll be a follow-on phase at some point. And then we have, of course, Kramer Dining Hall, which is new, relatively new, and I would say world-class. And we have another smaller one. And our food program here gets rated really high by folks in the state. So we're really proud of what housing and dining does and maintaining our residence halls and our dining halls.
Is that Sodexo?
No, this is we run that. Now, Sodexo is involved. This is in-house. We have an in-house capability in terms of food and so forth. And Derek Jackson, under the Vice President for Student Life, runs all that. And he and his team are incredible. They're awesome. The way they put their heart and soul into taking care of our students, either in the residence halls or in the dining halls, obviously a big part of student life. Kansans can be really proud of how they do that work. Sodexo does work, does a lot of work around athletics and other places on campus, and they're fine. They're a great contractor. They bought into making K-State high quality food operations, but we do a lot of it ourselves.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. Shout out to Sodexo, by the way. They've come out here a number of times, given us food on the morning show, and it's great stuff. So.
Well, they cater all the suites for football and things like that. So, and frankly, at the house, when we have large groups at the house, we cater those, and Sodexo is often one of those. They're great.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I have to just give a shout out to that soccer stadium. I was just driving by last night, and it was already dark, and seeing the purple light there on the side of the I didn't know that was up at this point, and it's just a beautiful facility. That's coming along nicely.
Yeah, how do you attract student athletes to a soccer program at K-State when you don't have their own locker room? The coaches have to live out of makeshift offices. I mean, the only thing you can show them before was, well, we have a nice field. Here's some grass. Well, everybody's got that. But now the soccer team, the women, when they saw that, I think it was in October, they were shown that facility for the first time. When they walked into that locker room, there were tears in their eyes. I mean, it meant that much to them. And so we ask a lot of our student athletes, and the least we can do is provide them the right facilities. And to be competitive, you have to do that as well. So we had Boucher family and so forth, Boucher family, I mean, there were some people that really stood up and helped fund that new facility for our soccer program. Same for baseball, and you'll see more. There's a pretty aggressive plan that over the next several years you'll see roll out for K-State Athletics.
Well, is volleyball going to be included in that? I know they...
Yes. Yeah, they're looking at that right now. There'll be a new volleyball and Olympic training facility. Will probably be combined somewhere in the vicinity of where Cattown is now, and we can provide volleyball a much better facility. Ahern has a lot of tradition. It's not bad, but when you go in there in August to practice, or you go early in the year to a game, if it's hot outside, be prepared to sweat. And I think for the fan experience, certainly for our student athletes, to have a facility that'll be as good as any in the country when it's finished, is really important in attracting the right people to K-State, including our fans.
Absolutely. Well, that's good news to hear. I went to a volleyball game. I think it was an exhibition game against Missouri, and
Was it hot?
It was very hot.
Yeah, well, Brandon, that was. And it's just the seating and everything. So we'll design a very modern volleyball facility, and then have the Olympic training facility right next door for all the Olympic sports, the track and so forth, to have their own facility, and just put them in something modern. Right now they're kind of crowded in Ahern, and it's so old and has a lot of safety concerns. It's just not, anyway,
yeah,
not what you want.
Well, just had a couple minutes left here. Semester starts here again in a couple weeks. Anything you're looking forward to primarily?
Well, we got another semester. We hope, as we work through the semester, that a lot of these things we've put in place for enrollment start to play out in a positive way. Again, I don't know that we'll see a big upturn this coming fall, but we think, out-of-state applications are up. That's encouraging. That doesn't mean acceptances are up at this point, and I haven't seen the latest numbers on that, but I think there's reason to be encouraged. We have great new people that we've hired to help us with that piece of it that are nationally recognized. They have a national reputation for their expertise. And so that's going to be good. And they've bought in here, and they know what our problems are and our issues are. I think you'll see a lot in the marketing area as well. We've got to change our image out of state in particular to try to explain what K-State is. In-state, we're pretty well known, but we've got to do that too. We've always recruited the largest number of high school seniors that are graduating to K-State, so we get the largest percentage of those. But we need to keep working on that too. We want to give students here in the state of Kansas a reason why they want to come to K-State, why this is the place for them to spend 4 years or so.
Well, real quick, I want to get your opinion on from the bowl game, the all white uniforms. What was your take on that?
Well, I thought they were attractive. I'm not the expert on that. I'll leave that up to Gene Taylor and others. I thought they were attractive, and I think the student athletes like that kind of stuff. And we'll never be Oregon,
and, that's
and
good.
So I think it is good. Yeah, we don't need lime green running up and down the field. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we don't need that.
Nope.
Well, we appreciate you being on here again. Kansas State University President Richard Myers, our guest here for the hour. And we'll talk to you again sometime down the road.
Go Cats!
That's a good way to end that.
You bet.
By the way, we do have an update. The Manhattan High games against Topeka High have been postponed. Due to weather concerns, the girls' game will be played on the 21st of January. The boys will be hosting Topeka High on February 3rd. That information just coming out. Blue Valley Randolph against Axtell. Those games moved up. 3 o'clock for JV and 4:15 for varsity. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.